Now, the rest of the story. Her name was Fairy, F-A-I-R-Y, Fairy Muriel Lind, one of the most extraordinary American scientists of the 20th century. Her earliest research projects were conducted at Michigan State University, and yet it was Oklahoma State University where she moved her operations in the autumn of 1952, which was to become her residential and scientific home for more than three decades. Fairy Lind, initially attracted to the laboratories at Stillwater because they presented a unique opportunity to study soil microflora. The focus of her research was antibiotics. All antibiotics are produced by soil microorganisms. In addition to identifying antibiotics and evaluating their disease-fighting potential, Fairy Lind conducted much of the pioneer research in aflatoxins. And those are the mold carcinogens often found in moist peanuts. And it was a serious problem in those days because peanuts were frequently consumed with very little processing. The Lind Aflatoxin Project was considered so significant that it drew more than $500,000 in grants from the National Institute of Health. As an outgrowth of this research, Fairy Lind went on to identify other cancer-causing agents and to seek new anti-cancer drugs for use in humans and animals. In the process, she personally performed the complete enzyme determinations in the lab. In 1971, Fairy Lind revealed her enzyme assay techniques before the International Mycological Congress at the University of Exeter in England. 1973, she similarly addressed an audience of world-renowned scientists at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. 1975, she was asked to speak on applied microbiological techniques at England's University at Canterbury. And in 1981, she received a National Science Foundation grant to present a paper at a prestigious international meeting in Sri Lanka. And yet, despite all of this worldwide recognition she received during the last 15 years of her life, Fairy Lind remained, to a surprising extent, the world scientific community's best-kept secret. Now, there are a couple of reasons. One was her modesty, her characteristic aversion to limelight. But there was something else. Scientist Fair Muriel Lind labored in the shadow of another scientist, a man to whom she generously offered much of her own hard-earned credit, J.Q. Lind, Fairy's husband. Curie-like, they worked together, generating research which became the benchmark for research to follow. And yet Fairy, the shy scientist, stayed as much as possible in the comfortable background. Ironically, she who had done so much to help us to a better understanding of cancer and its prevention herself contracted cancer in 1984, and she was confined to a wheelchair. But Fairy Lind continued to be productive, laying the groundwork upon which her husband could base scores of scientific papers and projects. She passed away in the summer of last year. Her husband was left alone to carry on. And by the way, Fairy and IQ had met in 1940 at the University of Arkansas, where both of them worked in the business office. After the Second World War, J.Q. resumed his scientific studies and earned his master's and his doctorate. But his young wife, Fairy, with two small children to bear, had little time for academics. What I'm saying is that Fairy Muriel Lind, one of the most respected and renowned microbiologists in American scientific history, learned over her husband's shoulder. She earned not one college degree in all of her career, yet produced some of the most astonishing and innovative research in her field, with only a high school diploma. And now you know the rest of the story.